In most churches, people take part in the Lord's table thinking that some type of blessing will come to them if they take part. That's not much different from the Roman Catholic understanding that it is the body and blood of Christ. So what I want to share with you is we must take part with understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 28. 1 Corinthians 11, 28 says, "Let a person examine himself and then eat the bread and drink the cup." There is no blessing in this. The blessing comes if you examine yourself and judge yourself. But if you don't judge yourself, verse 29, there's a warning, then you can eat and drink judgment to yourself. It's quite a serious word that instead of being, it's not that if it's either a blessing or nothing. No, it's either a blessing or judgment. There are two things. If it were blessing or nothing, okay, then we don't lose anything. Okay, you didn't get the blessing. But here, it says here, if it's not a blessing, it's judgment. Judgment means you did not judge yourself before you took part. And then it says in verse 30, the judgment will be that you can become weak, or you can become sick, or you can die. Weakness, sickness, death. Those are not my words. Verse 30. That is a judgment that comes on people who take the Lord's table lightly. So don't take it lightly. First of all, you know, in the cross there are two arms. Vertical, our relationship with God. Horizontal, our relationship with one another. Examine yourself in both, because this is a symbol of the Lord's death. And we examine ourselves in our vertical relationship with God. That's the first thing. Is your conscience clear between you and God today? As far as you know, I'm not asking whether you got victory over sin. You can take part in the breaking of bread even if you don't have victory over sin. If you've kept your conscience clear, that means you've confessed everything that you know to be sin in your life. You have asked forgiveness from those whom you hurt. And you set right what you did wrong, or you are attempting to set right what you did wrong, even if it takes time to set it right. That is the vertical direction. God speaks in the conscience. I would urge you in your own interest not to take part. And if your conscience is not clear, it's dangerous. We don't just distribute the bread and cup for anybody to take part. But at the same time, it says, verse 28, let a man examine himself. I'm not going to examine you because I don't know your conscience. Even the saintliest elder in the world cannot examine you because your conscience tells you. But it says it's possible, verse 27, to eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner. Then you're guilty as if you crucified Christ himself. And those are the words of Scripture, very serious. And that's why many among you, verse 30, are weak and sick and some die. Even in those days, you know, people were just taking it very lightly, and some of them died, some of them got sick. But, verse 31, if we judge ourselves rightly, God will not judge us. It's a great word. God's asking you to judge according to your conscience. So that's the vertical part. Only you know if there's anything in your right to be in your life to be set right. And if you're aware of it only now, tell the Lord, Lord, at the first opportunity, I will set it right. Maybe you didn't think about it till now. Okay. Tell the Lord, at the very first opportunity, I'm going to set it right. Like Zacchaeus said, I've decided that I'm going to pay back what I took wrongly. Yeah, we are very strict in teaching that. That if you've cheated anyone or you did something wrong, you must ask forgiveness, you must give back the money taken, you must set it right. The other thing is the horizontal part. That's also part of the cross. Without the horizontal part, it's only a bar, not a cross. So the second part is our relationship with one another, sitting here. And that is in 1 Corinthians 10. It says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16, the last part, that when we break the bread, you know, when Jesus broke the bread, there were 12 people at his table. You could take one loaf of bread and break it. But because there are many more today, we don't get such a massive loaf of bread. But symbolically, it's still one loaf. Even if we use many loaves to break it up because of the number of people here, it's symbolically one loaf. And that means we are one body. That's what it says here. The bread which we break is a fellowship in the body of Christ, which is the people sitting here. So since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, because we are all partaking from that same bread. So, if you are not in fellowship with somebody here, it means you got some grudge against somebody here, or you had a fight with somebody here, it's not settled. While we pray, I would advise you to go out of the room. Come next time and settle it. It's dangerous to take part in the Lord's table in this church after you hear this warning if you have not taken it seriously. I don't know anything about your life. The question is, what does it mean by one bread, all these small pieces that make one bread? It means there's a commitment to this local church. If a person comes here as a visitor, just to listen to the messages, take part in the breaking of bread and go, there's no commitment. It's like supposing you have someone in your home, your son, or your husband or wife, who just comes there to eat food and go away. Does not take any responsibility in the house for anything. Just to get whatever benefit you can. Think of someone who's living in your house, a family member. Father, mother, children, and any one of them. They take zero responsibility in the house. They come to eat and go away. They don't consider themselves part of the family. Don't you expect your children to do something? At least tidy up their own room, or husband and wife have to do work. The husband goes to work in order to earn money to support the family. The wife works hard, taking care of the house and the children and cooking the food and all that. Everybody's doing something. But what if somebody just comes like a visitor and goes away? does nothing. They are not members of the family then. So I want to ask you, are you a member of this family or a visitor? When we break bread, we are saying we are one family. Now you may not be able to do much, but there's always something to be done. And if you want to do something, you can always contact the elders and say, I want to be a part of this church. I don't want to just come and eat and go. I want to commit myself to do what I can. And I tell you something, it's not money that we want first. We don't want your money. God owns the money in all the world, and we're not like other churches asking people to give money. But something more difficult than money, your commitment to be a part of this family of God. Which means you don't go away and criticize and find fault. Yes, if you find something wrong in the family, supposing your children find something wrong in the home, where should they speak about it? Your home may not be perfect. There may be something wrong in your home. Definitely, no home is perfect. But I tell children, if you find something wrong in your home, tell your mom and dad. Don't go and tell other people in another house. So if you find something wrong in this house, there are elders here. Go and tell them. Don't go to some other church and talk about it there. That's a serious crime. That means you're not a member of this family. You're a member of that family where you're going and criticizing. Then you should not break bread here. Because breaking bread is a symbol of fellowship and commitment to this church. We don't force anybody. And unlike all the other churches, we say we don't want your money. Keep your money. Use it for yourself. We don't want it. But we do want those who take bread, the bread, to be committed to say we belong to this family. See, like little children who sit at the table, we don't ask them to earn any money. What can that 15-year-old do? We tell the children, we don't want your money. You don't earn anything. Doesn't matter. But be committed to this home. Do something to help in the home. At least do your bed in the morning when you get up. Pick up things lying on the ground and throw it in the trash. Can't you do that? We tell little children. So I say, don't come to this church and say, I can do nothing. Only break bread. There's something fundamentally wrong with such believers. That means they are selfish, self-centered, and they've not understood what the breaking of bread is all about. It's become a ritual. Every person here say, I want to be committed to this church. And if you want to know what to do, there are elders here. There are 4 elders in this church. Go to one of them and say, in what way can I serve this church? I've been a visitor all this time, but I've learned today that breaking of bread means I want to be committed. And I want to be committed and do something, maybe clean the toilets. I never ask anybody to do what I've not done myself. I've cleaned the toilets in this church, in the old building, myself. And I'd be ready to do it again. There's nothing too small or too dirty for me to do in God's house. Be willing to serve the Lord's church. It'll go well with you. So please bear this in mind. When we break bread, we're saying Jesus died for me, but we are also one bread. That's why we break from one bread. So, now these are not things that are taught in most churches, but then we teach so many things here which are not taught in other churches because we teach from the Word of God. So please think about this. Let's bow our heads. And for a few moments, think about what you just heard. Don't feel condemned. We don't speak anything to condemn people. Our purpose in everything is to lift people higher than where they are right now. So, please examine yourself in the light of what you heard. And ask the Lord in what you should do to make it better in the days to come, and how you can show your commitment to Him and to this church. But there will be a distinct difference in your attitude in these two directions, to the Lord and to this church, from today. Treat it like a family. You are breaking bread today and testifying, I belong to this family. Mean it. Be loyal and faithful to this family. And take your share to do what you should be doing to build up this family. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for all the people here, that everyone here will, we don't want anyone to live under condemnation. We want everyone here to understand what it means to break bread and partake together with others. And we pray that if they never understood it till today, they will understand it today. We pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.